All right, we're going to go back on site at the Tucson Book Festival, but not to talk books. Jacob, listener, stopped by the Rosie on the House booth, and Susan's got him online to ask a question about his painting project. Jacob, good morning, sir. How can we help you?
Good morning. Yeah, I've got wooden fascia on my old adobe house that is peeling, and it's got kind of ridges from the wood. And my plan is to sand it, but my question is, after sanding it, would it be best to go with a latex-based or oil-based primer?
Generally speaking, I tell people just stick with the water base, the latex base.
Okay. Now, if you're going back to bare wood, have you considered oiling it instead of painting it out of curiosity?
I have not considered that. What kind of oil would I need to use?
Well, a good penetrating oil for wood, we have found as a... Here's what will happen. The next time you need to apply product to your wood, you're not going to have to do all the sanding and scraping back down to bare wood to start over with a primer and then paint. You just add more sealer, you add more sealer, you add more sealer, and that absorbs and helps keep the wood hydrated instead of drying out and cracking. So if we're going to go back to bare wood, if it's a wood that, you know, not all wood is made to be a decorative finish.
Right.
If it's a 2x4 stud and it's got, you know, the manufacturer stamp on it and all kind of markings and carpenter pencils, well, yeah, I'd probably tell you to paint over the top. But if it's good enough to be the finish by itself, I'd tell you consider an oil.
That's not a bad idea. I'll have to consider that.
And I know in an authentic adobe, the wood look, you know, is probably something that would go with the look in general. But I tell you what, generally speaking, if someone strips their fascia, sands it, and preps it, they've pretty well decided by the end of that project they're never going to do it again. The other thing you might consider is clad it and just cover it so it's done forever. Do a good exterior wood primer and then just clad the thing and be done with it.
And what he's talking about clad is there's a company actually in Tucson called Saw Design and Fiberglass, and they make cladding out of fiberglass that looks like wood, but it covers and protects your wood so the sun doesn't break it down. And whatever color you want it, you know, he'll get it.
It looks like wood.
It really does. You can go to his website. You can find him under Vegatails and our certified partner, but it's also fiberglassvegatails.com. And every single picture that you're looking at on his website is the fiberglass covering. And if you didn't know that you were looking at it, you would think you were looking at wood. So there's the longest term solution we can offer you there.
You know, it used to be in the 60s and 70s when we were building semi-custom and custom homes, we would order all heart redwood in as long a length as we could get just for the fascia. And then we would oil prime it and paint it. And you would get at least 3 times the life out of that fascia board than you would just S1, S2E Doug fir. But then redwood got so expensive, we reverted back to S1, S2E and more maintenance.
Now,
but I'm a big believer, and you will be too, after you scrape and sand and Bondo fill and putty fill your fascia, you'll be a big fan on cladding it.
And Stephen, although he is east of Tucson, close to the Vail area, north of Vail, tucked way back in against the mountains, he will travel anywhere.
Yeah.
He's statewide.
He's done jobs in Scottsdale.
Yeah. If you've got exposed wooden vigas, exposed wooden headers, exposed wood trim that you would like to end the maintenance hassle of, get it cladded with a fiberglass cladding.
And all the water penetration problems.
And this is one of those funny cases where we've known about Stephen for a while, but it was a new service, so there was government red tape. We didn't know what kind of ROC license, and it was so new they had to make a license for it, or were we going to accept them for this one? So the paperwork and getting everything together and be working outside of the handyman exemptions. It took a little while to get it all put together, but he's endured. He's here. He's part of Rosie on the House Certified Partner Network. If you go, you can find him under Viga Tales. It's called Saw Design Fiberglass Vigas, and that saw is kind of like, what is that? It's not very descriptive. It's a, you know, part of his initials for his name. So it's Saw Design and Fiberglass Vigas. It's a great solution if you're looking for a solution to avoid wood exterior maintenance.